When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific, and not a lot to talk about, but if you like the show and you like what we do, there are two really great ways that you can support us. The first is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a review for a show. This is the best way to help get our show into the ears of new listeners. And I made a deal with someone on our Discord that once we hit 1,000 reviews, which last I checked, I think we're 8 reviews away from, I would let Jesse Hall interview me, which I'm sure will be unpleasant for me and interesting for you. The second way to support us is by heading to patreon.com/scp_pod, where for just $5 a month you can get access to ad-free and bonus episodes, and much, much more. Last, if you haven't heard my other show, Out of Place, I strongly encourage you to check it out. It's a incredibly well-written sci-fi show by Ben Counter, who you may know as the writer of a few Warhammer 40k novels. Ben is an incredible sci-fi genius, and I have had so much fun listening to Out of Place and watching this little show grow. So go check out Out of Place. You can find that wherever you listen to podcasts. And without further ado, this week's episode.
Warning. The Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number, SCP-5923. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. Embedded Foundation agents are to funnel funds to the Republic of Turkey's Minister of Culture and Tourism to operate SCP-5923-A as a tourist attraction. Disinformation campaigns are to be spearheaded to label SCP-5923-A as a UNESCO World Friendship and Peace Village to attract tourism. Advertisement campaigns encouraging tourism in the area are to be disseminated through Europe and Asia. Guided tours and vendors will be contracted to organize tourist activities, and several dwellings are to be restored. At least 2 Maintenance Foundation agents are to reside in the restored dwellings at any given time. Description: SCP-5923 is a series of anomalous dreams that can occur in a certain segment of the population of Europe and Asia, most often creatives and individuals who attest to feeling at odds with society. A common psychological feature in subjects is a belief that they do not belong to their time or given community. The dreams that make up SCP-5923 occur once per lunar cycle, at minimum, but can be as often as 10 times in the same period. During an SCP-5923 event, despite some small variations, individuals will consistently experience the following sequence of events. At the outset of an SCP-5923 event, subject will approach a small river shrouded in mist and be ferried across by a man in early 20th century clothes. No discerning features of the individual can be remembered by the subject. After the river crossing, the subject will come upon a large town constructed of stone, also shrouded in mist. Figures move along the streets of this town but appear unaware of the subject. These figures, designated SCP-5923-1, lack identifying features and seem to be animated shadows. The subject will walk through the town's streets, eventually reaching the central town square, which is dominated by an old Greek Orthodox church. On the steps of the church is a genderless individual, dressed in white hooded robes that shine brightly. The figure will stand up at the subject's approach and take their hand, guiding them into the church. The shining figure speaks with subject, but the only consistent feature of their words from subject to subject is the phrase, "Come to me and belong." At this point, the subject awakens. Approximately 26% of those who experience an SCP-5923 event report a persistent longing during the period of time these events occur. Despite this, there is no compulsion effect or cognitohazardous aspect to an SCP-5923 event. Subjects who complain of this longing compare it to an ordinary dream where one meets their one true love or other meaningful life event. In most cases, the longing dissipates over time. SCP-5923 events have been found to vary in their length. Some subjects who experience an event only do so for short periods of time, while others experience the event for months or years on a consistent basis. One pattern identified is that SCP-5923 events have never been recorded to occur with individuals with criminal records or those who are socially ostracized from the community. Subjects experiencing SCP-5923 events are usually well-respected in their community or their given trade. Discovery. SCP-5923 was first recorded in the 1931 unpublished poem My Home by famed Turkish 20th century poet Nizan Tevik. The following is an excerpt, translated from Turkish. Mist enshrouds my heart, cobblestones calling to me. Hark, shining guardian, where are your halls? Blessed be the stone of your dreaming streets. In journals from this period, Tevik described a recurring dream that is undoubtedly an SCP-5923 event. In the following years, Tevik would often write of a desire to find the village in his dreams so that he could finally go home, despite the fact he was born in the port city of Sirinruhu. Cross-references of numerous personal journals, therapy records, and public statements by creatives throughout the 20th century revealed that several thousand individuals have experienced SCP-5923 events. In 1999, Dr. Jocastus Rossi reported a recurring dream to her security-cleared therapist. On the advice of the therapist, and given the frequency of the dreams, Dr. Rossi began researching the phenomena and confirmed that she was experiencing an SCP-5923 event. Upon receipt of her report, O5 Command authorized the usage of a prototypical and neurosensory visualization recording device. The following is a transcript of the recorded SCP-5923 event. Addendum 1. Recording obtained by use of prototypical dream visualization device. Note: this was the third attempt at recording due to a combination of technical failures and unsatisfactory sleep quality. Date of recording: 21/11/1999. Participant: Jocasta Rossi, Head Thaumaturgical Researcher, Site 91 Operational Directive. General Information Gathering Concerning SCP-5923. Forward. Dr. Rossi has confirmed that she had been periodically experiencing SCP-5923 events for the previous 3 weeks. Dr. Rossi will attempt to observe the dreams and affect lucid dreaming techniques so she is aware of the events as they occur. Begin log. Initial view is of a mist-shrouded body of water, which appears to be a river. The night is dark, with only a crescent moon serving as illumination.
The air is chilly, like an early spring night, but not so cold as to be uncomfortable. Significant moisture in the air is consistent with misty conditions. The river in front of me, however, is jet black. I cannot tell how deep it is by eye.
Subject is interrupted by a male figure in a rowboat slowly approaching her position on the bank. He's wearing a long coat and hat consistent with early 20th century fashion.
Come with me if you want to see your home.
The boat has stopped directly in front of Subject in a manner inconsistent with the flowing water of the river, as if being held in place. The figure extends his arms out with an open palm.
Who are you?
A ferryman.
Subject takes the unknown figure's hand and sits in the boat as it starts to pull away from the bank. 16 minutes of footage are lost due to technical failure. Subject is within the village, walking down the streets. The stone buildings resemble architecture from the 18th century, most commonly seen in European settlements. Details are difficult to discern due to quality of recorded image and the heavy mist. The settlement is believed to be built into a hillside, as the streets incline significantly. There are several figures traversing the streets, their details nearly impossible to make out as they seem perpetually cloaked in shadow. Subject is speaking as the footage resumes, presumably continuing commentary from the lost footage.
Do not stop to speak with me, or even acknowledge my presence. Seems to be following a normal routine. I even saw two in what looked like a heated argument outside a stall for selling some sort of goods. I could not hear what they were saying.
Subject silently continues walking the cobblestone streets for over 10 minutes. Video footage is lost for the next 9 minutes, but the audio recording continues with digital artifacting.
Impossible to say how long I've been here, just wandering. I've seen just going about their day, but so far, none have responded to me.
A stowaway? Are you enjoying yourself?
Rossi does not respond to the voice or react in any way.
So tired, which is ironic. Been walking for hours, I think.
You'd be welcome too. Come home.
Sounds of a scuffle and Rossi cursing loudly.
What the bloody hell is this? What the bloody gaggety? Wait, from what a hand hand. Wait.
Don't know what that was about. They wouldn't even. Seems hard to focus on details of this experience, as I can't remember what they were trying to do. Hard to remember they were drunk, maybe? This might be important. I've been totally ignored except for that. Just what the hell is the spirit of the city? Spirit.
7 minutes of recording are lost due to technical failure. Visuals resume at the 31:02:17 marker of recording. Subject stands in a town square, the cobblestone shifting beneath her feet. She does not notice. Subject looks around. Many instances of SCP-5923-1 are seen lining the square and staring at Subject. Subject continues moving forward at a slow pace. None of the SCP-5923-1 instances take their eyes off Subject, but do not approach her. She circumvents a large fountain, which is spraying a liquid into the air, alternating red to white and back again. The white-robed figure is sitting on stone stairs leading over the hill and into the Greek Orthodox Church ruins. It reaches out a hand. Rossi does not take the proffered hand.
You can't just come in here and...
Come where?
Whatever you want to call it. Poking around? Up here?
Subject taps her right temple.
Don't try to manipulate me.
Answers don't come in dreams. At least not for you.
Entity seems to be looking beyond the subject. Immediately after, the entity rises up and hovers above the subject in front of the church, arms outstretched and twirling as the entity is partially obscured by the mist. It appears to be indicating the area around the church.
I am here. Where are you?
England. Ever been?
I am this and cannot travel.
All right. Where are you?
Home. Don't you long to go home?
I grew up 20 kilometers from where I am, so no, I don't.
Wrong.
What do you mean, wrong?
Born there, but this is your home. Come to me and belong.
Afterward, Director Rossi reported being distraught for the next several hours after the SCP-5923 event. She did not report an anomalous compulsory effect, but described it as akin to mourning. Cross-referencing of descriptions of SCP-5923 events and the recording of Dr. Rossi's experience, the area was confirmed to be the village of Kayakoy, Turkey, since designated as SCP-5923-A. SCP-5923-A has been abandoned since 1923, after the close of the Greco-Turkish War, in a treaty that required a population exchange between the two nations. The village was predominantly populated with ethnically Greek families, who were forced to relocate to Greece. The village is in significant disrepair. Over 500 structures are still standing, albeit without surviving roofs.
Hey guys, Pacific again with a quick ad break. And a reminder, ad-free episodes are available on our Patreon at patreon.com/scp_pod.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now, back to the show.
On 22-12-1999, MTF Beta 777, Heket's Spear, were mobilized to explore and gather information concerning SCP-5923-A. Additionally, several psionics were mobilized to aid in the reconnaissance. Captain Maria Waltham was in command of the mission. Embedded agents within Turkish Security Agency made falsified reports concerning tectonic activity within the area, and the MTF was inserted under the guise of a damage assessment on the ruins. SCP-5923-A was confirmed to be abandoned, with no living entities residing within. Akiva readings were normal, and there was no evidence of anomalous energies within the ruins. The only structures that resonated with the psionics was a debilitated church ruins in the town center. Both the church and the square registered significant residue of emotional trauma, most easily relatable to feelings of deep loneliness and being lost. After 4 hours, command called a halt to the exploration as the MTF captain had separated from the team and could not be located. An extensive search of the ruins did not reveal her location, and no signal from her transponder was received. Received audio-visual transmissions. Following Captain Waltham's disappearance on December 22, 1999, several transmissions were received by embedded agents within the locality. Transmissions were received several hours apart, starting on December 23, 1999 at 0900 hours, and lasting until the final transmission on December 24, 1999 at 1700 hours. Begin log. View from Waltham's body cam shows small winding cobblestone streets and buildings in pristine condition, just like the recording of Dr. Rossi's experience of an SCP-5923 event. It appears to be night and in misty conditions.
If anyone is receiving this, please return to the village. I've been wandering for hours, and I can't find my way out of this stupid town.
Waltham is motionless, sitting against a wall. Camera has a view of her knees pulled up to her chest, and beyond, the stone wall of a village house.
I don't know where I am. Is this the same village? Please. I need exfiltration.
Fast forward. Waltham is wandering at a slow pace down the streets of the village. The view of the camera swings slowly horizontally as Waltham meanders down the street, staggering.
I don't have it in me to walk any further in the cold. And I can't find anything to burn here. There's just the streets, empty, and the river.
The street and buildings suddenly fold in on themselves and rearrange themselves until Waltham is on a different street. Waltham begins to vomit and falls to her knees.
What the fuck is going on?
Fast forward.
I can get to the edge of town. It's not infinite. But then I'll blank. And it'll fold in on itself. Fall apart until it reforms. And I'm sent right back to the fucking church.
Fast forward.
Is anyone even out there getting this?
Fast forward. Waltham is meandering in the empty Greek Orthodox church. There are numerous pews within and lit candles around the space.
I'm not alone here. I thought I was. But I'm not. I haven't seen anything, but...
Fast forward. Waltham is laying on a pew in the church. Mist is flowing in through the open doors of the church, pooling along the stone floor.
Just round and round in circles. Always back to the damn church. How long have I been here? Feels like weeks.
You've been here for a day. Maybe two. Hard to say.
Waltham sits up suddenly, looking around for the source of the voice.
I am here.
Where?
Here.
Waltham gets up and starts walking toward the entrance. She pulls her sidearm, but keeps the barrel pointed towards the ceiling.
I can't see you. Come out. I warn you, I'm armed.
You don't need it.
I'll be the judge of that. I said come out where I can see you.
You are looking right at me. Do you like it?
What?
You don't.
Don't what?
Waltham turns around several times in the church, leveling her sidearm out in front of her.
Like it? You don't like it?
No. I don't like it. I want to get out of here, goddammit.
Wait.
The walls, floor, and ceilings of the church fold in on themselves, propelling Waltham out onto the street. The streets and buildings are also exhibiting non-Euclidean geometrics as they fold in upon themselves, shifting the camera between different elevations and rapidly reconstructing from one layout to another. Waltham sways and falls, landing on her side and not moving. The streets continue to rearrange themselves, occasionally placing the view of Waltham's camera inside a structure. This continues for nearly 12 minutes until all movement ceases. It is impossible to gauge Waltham's location within the village when reconstructing ceases. She does not move.
Do you like it this way?
Waltham does not respond. She is believed to be unconscious.
Oh.
Footage continues for another 48 minutes until camera stops recording automatically due to lack of bodily movement. Fast forward. Waltham is sitting on a small wooden dock. The camera is looking out across the dark waters of the river.
Just want to go home. There's been so many of those restructuring events. I don't know what it wants.
For you to stay.
Waltham stands and looks around, one hand on her holstered pistol.
Look, I don't want to stay. I want to go.
Because you don't like it.
No. Please, don't.
The riverbank, docks, and surrounding buildings again start to fold in on themselves, shifting Waltham's view to that of the town square with the church. The camera catches a glimpse of a figure huddled on the steps, stained white robes splayed out on the stones. Waltham groans and pitches forward, catching herself as she starts to fall on the lip of the wall surrounding the central fountain.
Listen to me. Please, stop. And just talk to me.
What is it?
You clearly want something, right?
Entity shrugs and looks down at the stone steps it is sitting on.
Where are all the people from the dreams? The boatman. And the shadow people in the streets.
All me.
They're part of you.
Are me.
What is all this? It's not the actual village. I've seen that. And it's in ruins.
All me.
The figure grasps its head and begins rocking back and forth on the stairs.
Calm down. I'm not attacking you or anything. I'm just trying to understand.
The figure in the stained robe sits up and seemingly stares in William's direction, although no features are discernible under the hood.
No one comes.
To the village. No one comes to the village.
Yes, yes, but then I felt you wandering with the others. So, you should stay.
I can't stay. Especially not here.
Figure starts to wail loudly, clutching its head again.
Wait, just wait. What if other people came to visit? How would that make you feel?
Yes, 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 yes.
Listen, I need you to trust me. I think I have a solution. But first, I have to get out of here, okay?
End log. Captain Waltham was found watering a side road leading to SCP-5923-A. She was dehydrated, malnourished, and suffering from vertigo, but was otherwise unharmed. After her debriefing, the current special containment procedures were put in place. To date, no further SCP-5923 events have occurred.
This episode was possible thanks to the support of our patrons. Joining us this week was Adolis, Alex DeMille, Victor Gutierrez Diaz, Joe, Ratgirl 1221, The Cat That Lives in Your Walls, Liz Lilith, Prototype X19, Kate Avery, Savi Seiji, Sir Craig, Major Demon Wolf, Red Dawn 7744, Andrew D. Lanhart, Raven Baker, Oldrew Valier, Clara Faust, Abigail Grace, Rage Fist, Amelia Parsons, Dave Wilner, and Patrick Reynolds. Thanks. Your support keeps the show going and helps us do what we do. And if you're interested in becoming a patron, you can join us at patreon.com/scp_pod. SCP-5923 was written by Grigori Karpin. Our host and narrator was John Grills. Rossi was Risa M. Waltham was Danielle Hewitt. And SCP-5923 was Fletcher Armstrong. Our assistant editor is Jesse Hall, and this episode's sound designer was Danny Sweet. Our community manager is Celeste Cassion, and our music is done by the incredible Tom Rory Parsons. I'm your showrunner, Pacific S. Obadiah, and our producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska. And this is a bloody disgusting show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.